Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
You know, sometimes when you have a sense of the Lord landing on something and you're supposed to investigate it, you get confirmations. I had so many confirmations about seeking truth today in my morning prayer and always asking God, what is your perspective on this? Just a quick, funny story. I love World War II, and I've been reading books on MI5, MI6, you know, the deception, the spies, you know, just looking at that history. And so I've been, studying that, praying about truth. And I love the Antique Roadshow. Does anybody love the Antique Roadshow? I love that show. And so I hit the DVR. Couple of weeks later, maybe days later, I hit it again to watch a cup of coffee. I'm going to watch the Antique Roadshow. And there's a special about deception during World War II. And there it was. And I went back. No, it was the Antique Roadshow, but it wasn't the Antique Roadshow. It was, again, looking at truth and how the truth can be manipulated to influence decisions, influence high levels of government, and even our day-to-day decisions that we have to make. And so I've been looking at truth from the 40,000 level, 40,000 feet, and my own personal life. What is the truth? What's going on with me? So just to give you some examples, we have been through really some amazing times these last few years as a nation. And I'm not going to get political, but we have seen, for instance, long election cycles. We have seen assassination attempts. We've seen lawsuits. We have seen disastrous debates. We have seen campus riots, wars. So it was getting to the point where, you know, turning on the television, what was going to happen next? What was going to happen in Israel, in the Ukraine, in the government? It was overwhelming. And so what would I do? I was a news junkie. I'm much better now. I would watch CNN. I'd put on Fox. I'd put on BBC, go to the Christian station, look at, you know, just different venues so I could get some some grains of truth. And everybody said something different. Buzzwords were coming out that I've never really heard before. Social justice that took on a different meanings. The river to the sea. What were people saying when they said that? And so I realized, Lord, you talk to me about today. You show me your perspective today. Men in ministries that I had great respect for had to leave because of inappropriate behavior. And I had taken in so much of their teaching. I had to sit back and say, okay, Lord, what was true about this? Personal family relations, just a little bit of personal issues. We have some brokenness going on in my family right now. Misunderstandings because of actions that people took. And so probably even my perception of what was happening in families, my judging people, my perceiving maybe what a look meant, and making decisions upon that. And so I really, again, realize, Lord, I need to see the truth of this situation right now. And then we have AI that exploded, probably has always been there for many years, but now it's in front of us all the time. In fact, I'm looking at my Zoom and at the bottom it has AI companion. So now AI is supposed to be my companion. We have horror stories about voice cloning. When you pick up the phone and it sounds like a family member, is it really a family member? Is this really who they say they are? I just recently heard a report from Rubio about Mark Rubio calling for a meeting, an emergency meeting, and it wasn't even his voice. So it even affected, you know, government meetings. So, okay, guys, I'm going to slow down because I know I'm from the North and I probably talk fast. So let me slow down a little bit. Then ChatGPT came in front of us and in front of me. I was a little hesitant about it, But I kind of dove in. I started using it just for editing, nothing else. But then I began to see how it was engaging me in conversation. They were flattering. It was flattering me. Would you like me to do this for you? Oh, well done, Deborah. Great work. This might help you a little bit more. And I found that engaging. And I just had a little bit of check about that. And as I was praying, I just sense, can't say for sure it was the Lord, but the words were, who are you going to for answers? I said, oh, but AI gives me immediate answers. If I want to know something, it's right there. It seems to be opening up my world to different experiences with information and what I could do with this information. But then I began to look at God's point of view. How does He communicate with me? Slower. I need to look at my life, put myself in a position to hear from the Lord, often on my knees, that humble place where I know who I am and who God is. And as I have to wait for answers, I have to develop, character seems to develop. And so I hear that's what happens if you wait patiently. And AI, ChatGPT was beginning to put me at a level that I just wasn't confirmed. Now, this is me, may not be any of you. I'm telling you what's happening to me right now. Sunday, I had a conversation along these lines with a professor, very intelligent woman, a strong Christian. We were eating lunch, we were talking about ChatGPT, and she was telling me about a difficult conversation with her 15-year-old daughter. She was laying some boundaries down. There was some struggle going on. Her daughter marched out of the room, went into her bedroom, slammed the door, and a little while later, she came out showing her phone and said, "Well, Ma, this is what ChatGPT is telling me." And this dear lady looked at me and said, "What am I supposed to do with this? I'm hearing ChatGPT's boyfriends, ChatGPT girlfriends." People looking to an artificial intelligence for answers. And I suspect it's very, very seductive, even for us. So I really know that through these last, I would say almost 9 months to a year, over a year, God was telling me how important truth is in seeking His word for me to make any decision. Every decision has a ramification. And I'm not, and if I'm making decisions on false beliefs, the decision, except for the grace of God, is not, it's not going to turn out well. The results are not going to turn out well. So I want to go into what the Lord says about truth. I think that is so important for me, and that's my foundation. Jesus tells us in John, Satan is the father of all lies. He was a liar from the beginning. To look at my notes here, I'm going to get this right. He was in the garden at the very beginning, challenging truth, challenging the word of God, which is the same, the truth and the word of God, saying to Eve, did God really say that? Undermining God's authority and God's love for us. And so that is the root to me. I'm sure there's more to it, but that this kernel of gold for me right now is that Satan is always trying to undermine God's love and God's authority. And often, almost all the time, through lies. Jesus, of course, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus himself is embodied in truth. Another scripture that I really appreciate was Jesus saying, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true. So being sanctified by truth to me was just such a sweet thought. And your word is true. And so the word of God is also going to be challenged. God sent the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, to dwell within us, to lead us into all truth. So as I said again, every decision I make is based on what I believe to be true. My mind, because of experience, good or bad, my perception of the reality of the situation can easily be skewed. How I relate to coworkers, how I relate to family members, I really have to, and I do routinely have to do it more and say, is what I'm seeing here is truth? Is there fear involved? Is there resentment involved? What is your truth? Am I being influenced by media? Am I being influenced by other ways that I haven't even begun to thought of? But just, Lord, lead me and guide me in the truth. And he says he will if we ask. If we ask for anything, if we ask for truth, he's not going to give us a snake or a piece of bread. He's going to give us that truth in his timing. And sometimes he lets us go off to discipline and to train. But we really are living in a world where our feet are on solid ground, but we are also seated in heavenly places. And we are living in a spiritual world. There is more going on in the unseen than there is in the seen. And so we know that there are battles going on right now for the Word of God, and the Word of God is true. And so I have to take the armor of God, put it on, and that sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. I really need to go to before the Lord and ask him, God, what is your perspective on things right now? Especially the things pertaining to me personally. I can get embroiled with what's going on in the world. I lived in the Ukraine. I've lived overseas. And I can get emotionally involved. And I can pray. But right before me are people that I need to relate to with the Spirit of the Lord and in truth of what's going on right now around me. So I just probably getting a little bit shorter than I should. But I really believe this is a time where we need to pray. Ask God, how am I using AI? How am I using the media? God, show me the truth. In your timing, reveal to me the truth. You are the truth. I need to be involved so much, and I mean involved. I need to digest the Word of God and wrestle with it and then walk in it. God's been very faithful in showing me truth, and sometimes he's quiet. People, I've had a plumbing problem in my bathroom 3 times in the last month. I've had 3 different plumbers, and I'm saying, God, each one is giving me a different answer. Which is your truth here? Show me which way should I go? If it's about facts, good and evil, is this more money? Is this less money? What is the way to go? You know, I'm eating out of the knowledge of good and evil. But I believe the truth is life. God, what is going to bring life into this situation? What's going to sustain me? What do you want me to do with all of this wet furniture in the basement? I don't know, but I need to know the truth of what's going on to make decisions. And he's the way, the truth, and life. I think that's all I really have to say. There's a lot more to it, but I really was hoping that this is going to place seeds. I don't have answers. We all have to deal with this, but I want to place seeds in all of your heart to think about truth and ask God for his truth.